book of Mark, chapter number 7. Mark, chapter number 7. And I want to begin reading verse number 24. Now, this would be a familiar reading, you that read your Bible often. It wasn't the first time you're going to hear this preached, but it's on my heart yesterday and on my heart this morning when I got up and last night when I went to bed. And I want to read it and just say a few words in this text that I feel like the Lord has given us. In the book of Mark, chapter number 7, you'll find that same story over in the book of Matthew. And in chapter number 15, you'll find the same story given there. But I want to read it here in the book of Mark, in chapter number 7, verse number 24. The Bible said, "And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed." Our Father, we bow in your presence, O Lord, again this morning. We come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God one more time. Thank you, Lord, for these our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Father, I pray that you'll forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'd have your way this morning in the service. Lord, I pray that thy word would have its place in the hearts and the lives of these people. Lord, change us. Let us leave here different than we were when we come. Lord, because we've met with God. Lord, I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, I pray that you'd give us the words that we need to say. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, if there be one among us that's not saved, Lord, I pray that you'd save them today. Lord, I pray now that you'd go with us and give us what we stand in need of. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. The Bible tells us, teaches us, that Jesus, when he came into this world and he began to preach his gospel, that he went first to the Jew. He preached the word of God to the Jew first, and then to the Gentiles. He never says that he's not going to the Gentiles in the text, but he said that he first is come to the house of Israel. And so we know this morning that the priority was given to the house of Israel. And on his way there, the Bible tells us now that he's gone to the border of Tyre and Sidon. Now, I believe that he's always been inclusive in salvation. I believe it's always been a whosoever will. I don't believe there's been a select group of people that were only recipients of God's salvation and the rest of us do without. But it's always been in the heart of God to save whosoever will. The Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. And so we find that a text to fall true in the text that I read to you this morning. But I want to preach to you, if God will help me, for just a few minutes, out of verse number 28, the Bible said, "And she answered and said unto him, Yes." I want to preach this morning on the thought, just say yes. It's what I want to talk about this morning. Just say yes. Now in the book of Matthew, how the response of this woman was, "Truth, O Lord." And so she knew that he was speaking to her truth. She had accepted the fact that he was to go to the household of Israel first, to the Jew first. The Bible tells us that he went to the Jew first. Even on the day of Pentecost, we find that the gospel message was preached to the Jew first. Amen. And the Bible tells us now that she had resided within herself the truth that yes, that he was going to the Jew first. But the Bible said she didn't stop there. That she still believed. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, because of her faith, her daughter was healed. The devil was taken out of her daughter because of her faith. The Bible said that he had not seen so great a faith in all of Israel than this woman right here. The Bible said that she just said yes. That's all it'll take this morning for the job to get done today. If every man, woman, boy, and girl that the gospel's ever preached to, if they'd respond with a positive yes, they can be saved. Amen. And I want you to know that she said yes, just simply yes, to the gospel message. I want to say to you this morning, there's about three or four things here in the text today that'll do to say yes to. First of all, you'll know her need. Amen. You've got to know you're broke before you can ever get fixed. I believe you got to know you're lost before you can ever get saved. Amen. So the Bible tells us that she recognized that she had a great need. And the need was the fact that the devil had invaded her home. She realized that Satan had come, had possessed her daughter. I want to tell you now, there's many needs in this world. We talk about world hunger. We talk about drilling wells to the thirsty souls. But there's no greater need, amen, today than the deliverance of sin and of Satan and self. Amen. She realized her greatest need today. If you'd just say yes, that you have a need, you can be saved. The reason how come people are not saved is because they'd rather stay in darkness than come to the light. They don't realize that they're in darkness. They've been complacent in their everyday living. But this woman realized her need. Amen. If you'll come to the Lord with a emphatic yes and say yes to the Lord that you have a need. Your need is Jesus. You're lost without God and you need salvation. If you stay in the condition that you're in, you'll die in your sin and die and go to hell. Yeah. Just say yes to the Lord when he bids you to come. Amen. Now this woman, she realized that she had a great need. Then the Bible, not only does she recognize her great need, but she recognizes the one that can meet her need. Amen. And there's only one today. He's the door. Amen. The Bible said there is no other name given in heaven, nor on earth, nor beneath the earth where men must be saved, save the name of Jesus. He's the only way. He's the answer to all men's need. Amen. The Bible said that God supplies every need according to his riches in glory. A man can only go so far. A man can give you food. Man can give you water. But man cannot save you. Amen. But the Lord Jesus can. He's the only one that has the power over Satan. Amen. And over sin. For he conquered death, hell, and the grave at Calvary. Amen. And the Bible tells us now that she met the man that can meet that need. The Bible said one time there was a woman at the well. She had been coming to that well for a long time. And fact of the matter is, she was ashamed of her life. The Bible said she had had several husbands, and at this time she was living with a man. And the Bible said while she come to get water at the well, that there was a man sitting on Jacob's well by the name of Jesus. Amen. Her greatest need wasn't the physical water, but it was a spiritual water that she needed so desperately. Jacob had the well there, but he could not supply the spiritual need for this thirsty woman. And the woman at the well, when she had come to know the Lord Jesus as Messiah and as Lord and Savior, she went home and told everyone, come and see a man, hallelujah, that told me all things ever I did. Is this not the Christ? Hallelujah. He met her very need. He'll meet your need this
this morning.
Amen. I don't know what you need, but you need Jesus. Amen. He's the one that the Bible said that she had turned to. Now, I don't know. I believe that she had heard about him. I believe she heard about the Lord. Amen. I really do. And she knew that the Lord was her only hope. The Bible said there's a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she had spent everything she had and gave it to the doctors only to grow worse and worse. There was no cure for that woman's issue. Amen. Her issue of blood. There wasn't any cure. And she was drawing worse and done spent all she had. Until she heard one day that Jesus was coming through. And the Bible said she made her way through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. And she is cleansed of that very moment. Hallelujah. He can meet your need this today if you'll just come to the one who can meet your need. Whatever your need is, he can supply it today. And now, I want to say this morning. I realize that you feel like that your greatest need is physical. Some of you feel like it, that it's financial, but it's not. It's spiritual. If you'd get your heart right with God, God can touch your life. He said that he will not dwell in an unclean vessel. If we'll get our heart right with God, he can do great things. Amen. To those who will believe today. He said in one place, if thou shalt only believe, if you'll just say yes, amen, that you have a need, and say yes to the one that can meet the need. But then you know the Bible tells us the need was met. Amen, the need was met. The Bible said, and now she asked for a crumb in the book of Matthew. The Bible said that it wasn't meet for the master to give the crumbs to the dogs. Now, I read on some commentaries that mentioned about that word dog, and some of them said it meant little dog. To know that he wasn't being mean to her, calling her a dog, but just to let her know, amen, that just the house dogs, that she's just a little house dog, not to be too rough with her. And she said, you know, he never has been rough with us, has he? He's always been kind to us. He's always spoke a sweet peace to us. He's never been mean to anyone. Amen. But he's always been kind and gentle when he spoke to us. I remember Brother Cook preaching one time and said while he was talking to her, he just thumped off a crumb in the floor. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, that's just like my Lord. He'll meet your need, thank God. And the need to be met this morning if you'll come to him. He's always on the giving side of the receiving end. The Bible said now, he said, let the children first be filled. For it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the little dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumb. And he said to her, for this saying, go thy way. The devil has gone out of your door. I'm going to tell you, he can meet that need this morning. Thank God, he's not just a wind blowing across of the airways, but he is the master of the sea this morning. He can meet your need. The Bible said when she'd come home, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. I get a picture of that every now and then, and I believe she knew it before she ever got home. I just do. I believe as she was headed towards the house, she had heard a little song being sung. Perhaps it was Amazing Grace being sung by our daughter. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a lost sinner like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I want you to know this morning that he'll meet your need today. There's never been a sinner that's ever opened their heart to the Lord by what he didn't save them. He'll save you this morning. He'll meet your need. The Bible said in one place,
that had been with Jesus for days and days, and many were hungry. They hadn't eaten in days, for 3 days. They hadn't eaten bread. And when the Lord got through with them and met their needs, everyone left full. If you're empty this morning, He can fill you up. If you're thirsty this morning, He can satisfy your thirst. If you're needing healing, He can heal your soul. If you're lost, He can save your soul. This morning, He is the one who can meet your need. Amen. Whatever your need is, just say yes. Just say yes. He's able to help you today. There have been many a times men have come to the Lord and not one turned away. Not one turned away that believed on Him. The Bible said, I've not seen so great faith as this one woman. This morning you're here, and you know what it'll take? It'll just take faith in Jesus. You can unleash all of heaven for your benefit this morning if you'll trust in Him and just say yes. While we stand together, it's not hard today for needs to be met. If there's any hindrance, it's not on God's part, but it's on our part. It's simply because we don't want it. But I want to tell you, if you really want that need met, just say yes to the Lord. You know what it took for me to get saved? You know what it took for you to get saved? It took you agreeing with God and saying yes and step out and come to the Lord for salvation. That's what it'll take this morning for your needs to be met, is just say yes.
That's right.
And have faith in Christ that He's able to meet those needs, and He will meet those needs. While we sing, what